O Lord, my strength and redeemer. Amen. My favorite psalm is Psalm 139. Really cool. So many good things in there. And David and his just this awesome relationship with the Lord, and, you know, real familiar to us about our creating us in the womb and our frame, you know, and the Lord knowing everything about us, and even before there's a day, he knows our days and his thoughts toward us, and just all this really awesome stuff. And the very last part of that psalm is David has this prayer that God would search his heart, right? Search him, and he said, try me and see if there's any anxious thoughts within me, and then lead me, and if there's any hurtful way in me, he said, show me and remove it, right? Really cool prayer to pray, because it's not about, you know, in our relationship with the Lord, it's just always about getting more, you know, when the Lord shows us anything, and it's because he just wants to, it's our growth in Christ likeness, and, you know, the removal of that to just give us something greater, right? I was just thinking recently, I was in conversation with someone last week. It's got my thoughts going, and one of my favorite guys out there is, in Iowa, named Francis Frangipane. He wrote a book, The Three Battlegrounds, really great book, and one about the Jezebel spirit. You know, it was real popular back in the 80s and 90s. Haven't heard much from him. He kind of went into, kind of retired, and spends most of his time just in prayer and helping out, you know, different ministries and stuff like that. But he wrote this book because he went through this time in his life. It said about a 3-year period within his church, and he just became a target of criticism, you know. It's just a group of people begin to criticize him, and he said it wasn't about things that maybe he could better. It was just, he said it was coming from more of an embittered spirit within them, and their whole thing was to try to destroy him, right? And so this went on for a period of about 3 years. I'm just going to read a little bit what he said in here. It's really good stuff. He said, for 3 years, I sought the Lord. Yet he would not vindicate me of their accusations, but instead he dealt with me. He reached deep into the very substructure of my soul and began to touch hidden areas of my life. At issue with the Lord was not my sin, but myself. The Bible says our sins are ever before us. These I could see, but I had no perspective on my own soul. The Lord allowed this criticism to continue until it unearthed something deeper and more fundamentally wrong than any of my doctrinal interpretation or sins. He said it unearthed me, right? Kind of getting to this place in him that just unearthed something deep in his soul that he couldn't see. And it says this. I'm just going to say some things the Lord kind of taught through this time, because he prayed, you know, Lord, vindicate me. And the Lord didn't. He didn't vindicate him. He just kind of allowed this to go on for, like, these years. I remember Bishop Adler, y'all well remember him well, but He was preaching, and when he first started preaching, he was preaching at this church in Orlando, I believe it was, and they were in like a strip mall or something like that. It was a little store, you know, that had gone out of business or something. They moved their church in there, and he said for a period of 1 year, this lady was coming to the church, and every sermon he had, she would mock him and heckle him, right, during the sermon. And he prayed all kind of stuff, and she kept on doing it. And this, he said this went on for a year. He said, Lord, remove it. You know, I kept praying, remove her, and the Lord didn't. But a period of a year, and he said it was one of the most amazing years of his life as far as his personal growth, because he learned how to continue to speak truth in the midst of a lot of opposition where people are yelling at you and stuff like that. Well, the Lord really used him in the Operation Rescue and, you know, standing against, you know, abortion and stuff like that. And so he just really use that as training ground for him, right? Get to the place. But this is what this guy says, what Francis says. He saved me by killing that part of me that was vulnerable to the devil. And he did it with the accusations themselves. God just used the accusation to kill in him this part of him that was just an open door to the enemy. So at the same time, God wanted to crucify that part of my soul that was so easily exploited by the devil in the first place. It was a pivotal day when I realized that this battle was not going to be over until I died to what people said about me. It was probably at this point when I finally became a true servant of God. And what the Lord was really trying to put to death in him was two things, the fear of man and the praise of man, right? And so he didn't realize how deep in him that he was just like addicted to people's opinions of him and how their what they thought of him kind of judged and ruled his behavior, right? We can find ourselves there. And he says, to inoculate me from the praise of man, he baptized me in the criticism of man until I died to the control of man. That's a really good one there, right? I'll read that again. He inoculated me from the praise of man. To inoculate me from the praise of man, he baptized me in the criticism of man until I died to the control of man. And he says this, but now I'm no longer ruled by men. This was at the end of this kind of season. I live for God's pleasure, and if it happens to please man, that's his business, not mine. And he says this, no matter what hardship, devilish plot, or accusation is hurled our way, everything Satan would use to destroy is redeemed by God's love. Then it is used to perfect us. Even all the accusations, God used it. If we faithfully seek the Lord, adversity becomes like gasoline on our heart's fire for God. Just to survive, we are driven deeper into the blaze of His presence, right? Which is a really good response he had to that. It just, what was going on just kind of pushed him deeper into God's presence. And the very thing that Satan was trying to destroy him with or used it, it was just like gas on the fire. You know, I really like that. He said it was adversity that worked the deepest death to self and brought me closest to God. God deals mightily with our souls, breaking the addiction to man's approval and liberating us to truly live for Christ. In His wisdom, God gives us two gifts, a new nature and a cross uniquely designed to kill our old nature. The moment we begin to pick up that cross, we enter into the shelter of God. I really like that. The moment we pick up the cross, we enter into the shelter of God, right? And it's easy, you know, and you might know with different things that I've just walked in, you know, in my life with the Lord and asking Him, you know, to put to death some things in me. And we may not even know that something is there, right? Until we face something like that. Like, we may not think I might not be addicted to man's approval or there, but until we're faced with that situation, right? And then, because that's easy, you know, as far as people in my job or, you know, being a ministry or pastor, you know, one of the pastors of the church, that can happen, you know, where man's approval or disapproval can manipulate us in certain ways, you know, where we kind of get consumed with that. And so that's one of the greatest things in your walk or my walk for God to put to death, you know. Because then, like you said, this one we really live for a one-man audience, like it's God's pleasure that we seek and not man's. So really cool stuff. So the Lord just used that, you know, and I've just been praying, kind of reading over these things again and praying, you know, that God would, you know, to search me. And, Lord, if there's any way like that in me, then put it to death, you know. And use the very, I love how he does that, you know, because anything the enemy hurls our way to try to destroy us or try to sideline us or whatever, God just flips it, you know, and uses it for our good, you know, to purify and to purge us. So Christ-likeness. But I really like that part that when we begin, the moment we pick up the cross, we move into the shelter of God, right? So maybe you may be going through that, you know, and the reason the Lord laid this on my heart that, you know, you may be in your life going through, you know, some accusations or, you know, people saying whatever. The thing rises up within us where you want to go kind of justify yourself or, you know, defend yourself. And God is using that very thing to put that to death in you about, you know, because you can't live by what men think of you, right? Or don't think of you, or that is such bondage there. So, or anything, you know, maybe something you're experiencing right now. Let it be like he said, let it be be like gasoline on your heart. Any adversity, like gasoline on your heart's fire for God. Let it push you deeper into His presence. And I know, you know, several things I've been through in my life where, you know, just to seem like just to survive, you just got at God's feet, you know, and you kind of stay there until He sets you free. You know, TC's always, I say this a lot, she's always really ministered to me in that area because she just, not a person that likes to, you know, she likes to be happy all the time. This is part of her personality, a sanguine personality, you know. She's just bubbly and like that. So anything that distresses her, man, she really does. She'll get at God's feet and stay there until she's free, you know. Like Jacob, kind of, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. You know, so she'll get there and until it's kind of settled, you know, and she's, as she says, she gets her joy back, you know. So I've just seen that really just has blessed me throughout her life, how she's done that. Not just in, you know, a normal relationship, but anything, you know, that she's had to face. And she went through something this past summer with a person that was a lot like this. It was kind of a very difficult person or situation to deal with, and it raised a lot of stuff in her, you know, where she had to confront this person a lot, and the Lord just used that, you know, with her. And she will say this, it really put that to death in her, that fear of a fear of confrontation, you know, having to confront when you have to, right? She said, the Lord just put that to death in me. And just use that very thing to fuel that thing in her of just Christ-likeness in that area where she's not afraid of the confrontation because, you know, all right, Lord, I'm going to go for it, and I trust you, but I don't fear this anymore, right? It's a good place to be, and the Lord uses those things to bring it out of us, right? Kind of squeeze it out of our lives. So, all right.